You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Jesse Janity here in studio for The Beat. I'm joined in studio by Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
We got this cake here. Rest in peace, Queen. It's her birthday, y'all. And she didn't show up. I'm also streaming live on Periscope. Make sure you guys hit us up. Me up at DJ Jesse J. We'll be talking to y'all all show long. All right, let's get into it. We got Lil Mama playing the sausage. You seen the sausage music video?
Yes.
How'd you feel? Did you feel like it made the song a little better?
It made the song better, but I just, when I saw how she was dancing, I was like, this girl's talented. She should be bigger than what she is. But I guess she is big.
I've said that her whole career.
She could fucking dance her ass off. That was some real dancing. So that kind of made me upset. I'm like, why did she, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the Nickys and the Little Kims and the Missies and shit like that. Why she gotta make shit like this? But at the same time, I liked it because it was paying homage to, you know, hip-hop, New York, Brooklyn, Mary J. Blige, as we know. And it kind of reminds me of, like, the song we were talking about.
I mean, it's definitely her DJ Webstar. Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. It's popping. I mean, she's been very consistent with her music, but, like, how do you feel? Why is Lil Mama where she's at? Why is Lil Mama? Because I think she's got flow. She's very intelligent. For a girl her age to have done what she does and to have that type of passion, why do you think she ain't popping like
her
that?
Her team. That's the only thing I can think of. Her team. She did that song with Chris Brown, with T-Pain. That should have been her segue into...
Oh, what was that? Show to Get Loose, right?
Yeah, that was hot. You know what I'm saying? People fucked with it. It was a hit.
So someone's saying the Jay-Z incident, they think that really messed her up.
No, I think stuff like that.
That's like a Kanye Taylor Swift situation.
Yeah, that was. Oh yeah, if Jay-Z would have embraced her after that, you know what I'm saying? That would have helped her too. But I kind of think it's her team too. It's always your team, you know what I'm saying? But this goes back into, like, she did that TLC movie, man, and that was a big thing. She made the fucking movie, so her team is not that bad.
But she never. The thing is, I feel like whenever she has a situation like the TLC thing, she didn't put anything out right after.
Yeah.
When she was on America's Dance Crew, it was like she wasn't putting stuff out. So to me, that's the problem: is that you got to catch the wave.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no consistency. So let's talk about BET Awards are coming up. The nominations came out. How you feel about some of the nominees?
Azealia Banks definitely should have been on there. It's almost...
Azealia Banks was on there. So for Best Female Hip Hop Artist, Azealia Banks, Dej Loaf, Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj, Tink, and Trina.
Nicki Minaj is going to win.
Nicki Minaj is for sure going to win. And so Azealia Banks, I guess, tweeted out, like, why even bother putting other people in the category? I mean, I kind of agree with her. I think just to say Best Female Hip Hop Artist, Trina, like, why? This year, why? You know, Tink, like, I think Tink is an upcoming artist.
Yeah, don't have nothing out. Don't have a catalog. Dej Loaf have a few features in one song in a mixtape. So it's like you only have Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj, and Azealia Banks, literally, who deserve to be in the category as nominees. So they just...
But how do you get... You can't, I mean, one, when you look at... How can you give Azealia Banks Best Female Hip-Hop Artist over...
A powerhouse like Nicki Minaj.
Right. Or even Iggy Azalea. I mean, numbers-wise, if that's what we're talking.
But,
you know,
in artistry, though, she is definitely the biggest artist on that list. Because, you know...
Azealia Banks?
Yeah. Not in sales, but artistry and content and... music. I think she is.
See, to me, Azealia Banks and Iggy Azalea, I'll bring your mic up closer.
Oh.
Azealia Banks and Iggy Azalea are closer to me artistry-wise. Like, to me, Nicki Minaj doesn't put, like, art out there. Like, her music videos aren't...
Iggy Azalea puts out art.
Every single Iggy Azalea film, I mean, video, has been...
that's not... That has
cinematic.
I don't think that's her doing. I think that's her team's doing.
But she directs the videos. She's directed 3 or 4 of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She directed the Britney Spears Pretty Girl.
I saw that. I noticed that.
She did the, what's the one? I Can Change Your Life. I Can Change Your... That one. Bounce.
Yeah. Iggy Azalea do have... I didn't even think about that because she her thing when she... Before she got the deal was doing her own videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Pussy video. You know what I mean? You can go back to those. So I get that part of it. Lyrically, though, eh. You know, so, but moving past that, I think Nicki Minaj had the best album this year. I think it's doing horribly because of what we're going to talk about next, Spotify. But before we get into that, let's go over some of these other ones. Best Male, August Alsina, Chris Brown, John Legend, The Weeknd, Trey Songz, Usher.
It's like the BET Awards is going to be cracking, but these people shouldn't even be in the same category. Like, John Legend does not need to be running against Trey Songz. Or Chris Brown. It just...
To me, I think The Weeknd or Chris Brown should win this. What do y'all think? Y'all think?
John Legend had the biggest song. Or maybe even The Weeknd now, though, too. I don't know. I just think BET just... They don't take no... Put no thought into these categories.
Trey's album was really good, but it just... I don't know. Trey Songz doesn't pop out for me. This year, he really hasn't popped out for me. For Best Female, this is going to be really interesting. We have Beyonce, Ciara, Janelle Monáe, Janae Aiko, K. Michelle, Rihanna. By K. Michelle, by Janae Aiko.
And by Beyonce, because Beyonce never goes to the BET Awards. She haven't been to the BET Awards since 2010, Ooh. So I don't even know why they put her on the list.
Wait, that video she sent in didn't count?
Yeah. Janae, shout out to the Billboard Awards, too, because I watched it again, and they really fucking did that Britney Spears thing, and I thought it was at the...
They were like, this is not the BET Awards. We will not make that look like it is a videotape.
But that looked like they were fucking there. I was really impressed. Mm-hmm. That we need to write them a letter and get them with BET so they can make it nice or whatever. I feel like Janae's going to win this, so...
Really?
I don't know why. I feel like she's going to win this.
I mean, for me, it's like, what does Rihanna put out to even be in this category?
Same thing. Yeah, that's...
I would love for Janelle Monáe to win this.
What has she put out to be in this category? You know? Electric Lady was not last year.
That was last year, you're right. So, I mean, really, the only people... What did Janae... Janae's album was out last year, though?
No, Janae's album came out.
Oh, it did, because the way that she released the singles. All right, moving from that, I'm not even doing Best Group, because that's just ridiculous to even have that. Best Male Hip Hop Artist: Big Sean, Common, Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Wale.
That's a good category now, too. That's a good category.
I kind of feel like...
I'm not familiar with Wale's latest work. It doesn't have... His music doesn't have a shelf life to me. But you hear songs, but they don't stick with you. But Big Sean had a big year. Kendrick Lamar is just revolutionary.
Big Sean did have a really big year this year.
Yeah, Common, Drake, Common. I don't know that Common and that Slave, that song they did for that movie, but it won an Oscar. Drake, Stay on the Radio. J. Cole is...
Xavier, who are you saying's album is timeless? I mean, J. Cole had a great album this year. Kendrick's was big this year, and Big Sean. Those are the three for me. Common, Drake, Wale. I mean, Drake with that, what was it? It's A Little Too Late. You Was a Little Too Late with that mixtape. Like, no, I was not checking for that. It was cute, but I wanted more. All right, moving on from this. Well, actually, let's do this one. Video of the Year. Beyonce, 7-Eleven. Big Sean, I Don't Fuck With You. Chris Brown, Loyal. Chris Brown, New Flame. Common and John Legend, Glory, or Nicki Minaj, Anaconda.
I think 7-Eleven should win because they didn't have no budget. It showed us a personality of Beyonce we never seen before. It was something that it was approachable. We all could make that video at home, and I think it demonstrated a side of Beyonce we are not used to. It made her human, and I even think that was probably one of the most artistic videos on that list, mm-hmm. as simple as it was.
Because, yeah, I'm thinking Loyal. Didn't he perform Loyal last year at the Awards?
Oh, he shot that at fucking City Walk.
Yeah.
That's a dumb video.
Yeah. I would say either Loyal or, not Loyal, 7-Eleven or Anaconda. Just because it was so big web-wise. But moving on. Record labels versus the artists. So there was this interesting pie chart that came on the web called The Great Divide. Who's getting paid and how much in the music industry? So basically what they were talking about is when you buy a CD, what does that CD really mean? So they take it and they break it apart. 63% of what you're purchasing goes straight to the record label. 24% goes to distributors. And then you have this 13%, which is the band. Now, there's a second pie chart. You guys can check out the pictures on BHL Online. The second pie chart breaks down what that 13% is. Out of that 13% to the artist, it gets broken up to 18% goes to the singer, 18% goes to the lead guitar, 18% goes to the band, 18% goes to the drummer, 3% to the, only 3% to the producer, that's crazy, 5% to the lawyer, 5% to the business manager, 15% to the personal manager. That's 13% of what is an album? $9.99? $10.99? 13% of that. And you only get 18% of that 13%.
That's like almost $2.
If that's what we're even looking at.
But you know what, though?
But nowadays, I mean, $9.99, that was on Tuesdays. If you go on to Best Buy, the day the album comes out, you get $9.99. Now they'd be selling albums for like $7.
So the store is getting 24% off the route. But you know what? We got to put into consideration, too, that this 13% now is more than what the 13% was 10 years ago when they had to produce and make CDs and make, you know what I'm saying? They cut the cost in half literally with all these digital, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So people need to take that into account too when they talk about this. Nicki Minaj is making more money now than she would have made probably 10 years ago off her album sales because they're not manufacturing her album like they were 10 years ago when they were shipping out 500. That's another reason why CDs don't sell that much either, because the distributors used to buy, Best Buy would buy, order 500,000 copies. So that's a number one album, even right. though nobody purchased them. That doesn't happen anymore. So that is an accurate chart, though, but, you know, we have to put in consideration the manufacturing cost was probably the most costly.
Oh, so there you go. For every $1,000 in music sold, the average musician makes $23.
Wow.
Off of that.
That Damn. Is crazy, though.
All right, so with that, we get the new age of music. Again, I have many times said, we're going to come to an age where people are going to have to give away music for free.
Yep.
And I'm starting to believe it's going to happen actually quicker than we thought because of all these streaming sites.
Yep.
It's like, if I want to listen to an artist, it's like teams. Well, I love Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. Well, now I have to go purchase Tidal. But then it's like I love, you know, Lily Allen, so I have to go purchase Spotify. But then it's like now I love Kanye West. Well, now I have to go purchase Apple Music. So now I'm paying $60 to have all these streaming music sites on my phone, these apps. I'm just going from one app to the other app to the other app. It's freaking annoying, actually.
I think that Tidal is... it's on its way out. Apple Music and Spotify are going to be the Android and Apple. That's going to be the competitors.
So you downloaded both apps. I have the apps.
Yeah.
What's your experience been like using them?
Spotify is just so familiar. Like it matches like your phone to me. Like it's just a familiar. It's just familiar. It's easy to use. It's ugly, but it's just a familiar thing. You know what I'm saying? The player looks just like the iPhone player, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just familiar. The functionality, everything about it. Tidal is, I don't like the way the player looks. Tidal is very pretty. Like, it's just nice. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very...
It's clean.
It's clean. It's
the categories
it's very
are nice.
Colorful and vivid and dope and everything like that. And it puts the use of having a tablet or a smartphone, it's very interactive. I like Tidal for that. But Tidal does not have fucking music.
At all.
At all.
Unless you literally just want to listen to Nicki Minaj, which half of the songs... So I went on Tidal and I was like, well, what am I going to fucking listen to? Either Nicki Minaj or Ciara at right. this point. But not even all the songs are on there. So I wanted to listen to Ciara. One of my favorite songs is the Pitbull and Missy Elliott one. Well, guess what? Missy's not on Tidal, so that song ain't on Tidal.
This is crazy. Like,
so you can't even purchase the full album with all of the songs on it. That irritated
you
me.
You get on fucking Spotify, they got bonus tracks for, you know, so it's just like, it's just crazy. Like, and it makes me even more upset is how they pitched it, how Jay-Z was just barking. It fucking sucks.
Now, and you're sitting over here waving your dick around. I get it. It's like the carnival. Like, you have to make your show look like it's the biggest and the best. But make sure that you're going to be able to stand behind
it. He don't even have title, probably. It's just crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not helping these artists at all, because those streams on Tidal are not helping these artists chart at all.
No, because let's talk about...
I don't even think they're accounted for yet. Like Spotify, every time you play a song on Spotify, it goes... They chart it. It goes up for, you know, it helps the chart
position.
The
Nielsen sounds good.
Spotify, Tidal don't even do that.
But, all right, so let's talk about it. So Nicki Minaj, well... I mean, we started with Tidal. We got the Rihanna American Oxygen. She was only going to release it on Tidal. Now, let's not, you know, maybe it should have been Bitch Better Have My Money. That would have been done better. American Oxygen did horribly. But okay, we can blame it on the song, maybe. But then we go to Nicki Minaj. Now, we know Feeling Myself was popping.
Yeah.
But the CD's been out since December. So you're losing a little bit of steam here. So we go on Tidal. We find out Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, the two biggest people, made a music video. Now, the music video was beautiful. It was pretty. It was fit perfectly on Tidal.
Right.
But it wasn't creatively artistic. It wasn't so different that I need to pay $10, $20 a month to watch this music video. We didn't see it really jump in the charts as far as the song went.
And usually when when artists like Nicki Minaj or Beyonce, Taylor Swift, when they release these videos, they, especially the people who are purchasing this music and who are using these streaming services, they like to share and put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram. Like, they like to share these videos. These people didn't have the ability to do that, which hurt the chart position of these songs. Like, The Night Is Still Young. That was supposed to be Nicki Minaj's, probably her biggest song. But definitely the biggest song off this album. You know, you release a song, you have to follow it up real fast because the attention span is so, you know, minimal now. The day she released that video, the day after fucking the Billboard Awards, she should have threw that shit on Vivo like she was supposed to. And that video would have been fucking retweeted a million times just on a Vivo. That would have helped her chart on the song. That would have helped her fucking... her sales, that would have brought attention to the song. And they didn't. They held the video for a week. Nobody even cares about it no more.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was just horrible.
The Hey Mama is taking over because Hey Mama's on Vivo.
Exactly. Fucking Vivo tweeted the Hey Mama. It had like fucking 500,000 retweets like in 2 hours. That's what The Night of Still Young was supposed to do, but it didn't because they fucking held on to the song. So it kind of pissed me off. I was like, because I like The Night of Still Young. My friend Keith, he's on my Facebook. He was a producer in the video, so he worked on the video. So I'm hearing about them working on the video, and I can't wait to see it. Fucking, you got to get on Tidal to see it.
And then by the time it goes on Vivo, we don't
care. It's like over with now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, fucking, for instance, Nicki Minaj put a video on Vivo, on YouTube Vivo or whatever, that video has at least 3-4 million hits the first day.
Yeah.
Fucking The Night Is Still Young is barely like on 1.5. And it's been out on Vivo for like 2-3 days. So.
Well, and now they're going to lose count of tracking any type of numbers because people are pirating the video. They're watching it on other, you know, sources that aren't counting for the video. So it's like, well, now, Nicki, your numbers.
Exactly.
Now you're going to be mediocre. You're going to come off looking mediocre. We have a live chat question. What's the question?
What's the question?
The question is from... Tea Lady. She asked, why don't the artists pull a Taylor Swift and remove their albums from Spotify and just use iTunes, Google Play, etc.?
Okay, because I've been a little skeptical to just say it, but fuck it. Because at this point, I just think Beyonce and Jay-Z, think about it. If your boyfriend invested all this money into a company, you have to kind of go with it. You know, so Beyonce's sitting there. So what do? They find the top artist and they befriend her. And they say, hey, girl.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you on our level. Because Nicki Minaj's Instagram title is still the title Blue. And I noticed that the other day. I'm like, why? Why does she still have this shit? Like, you're Nicki Minaj. Like, get over title. Like, right. Promote yourself. But it makes sense. They are dick riding each other. Nicki Minaj is sitting here like, oh my God, I'm like really friends with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Right.
And Jay-Z and Beyonce are like, oh, well, we'll let her be our friends because she's helping our pockets right now. Because really, Nicki Minaj, to me, is what's holding up title on anything.
Definitely.
Rihanna's not doing nothing on it.
Nope.
Beyonce ain't really doing nothing on it.
And listen to this.
And Beyonce's about to be off of title because Jay-Z can't afford the catalog. And Sony looking at it.
And Sony got a deal. Sony Columbia got a deal with who?
Spotify.
And who else?
Apple Music. So. And Kanye's talking about leaving Tidal to go over to Apple Music, which that would make sense for him to do. But then, so now Jay-Z's talking about creating a Jay-Z Beyonce. Like, and I just can't. And I think Tidal could actually really ruin some careers because to come out with a Jay-Z Beyonce album, I don't want that right now. I don't want it right now. I just wait another year, 2 years
Jay-Z
when I
is,
care.
Jay-Z's pulling every
It seems
trick
desperate.
He can. Very, very desperate.
Like the B-sides. Like, here we go to concert to support my thing.
And nobody cared about it. People went to a free concert. It wasn't a trending topic.
You had these artists looking like they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Just like, it was just like, it's just really crazy. And it was really pompous. And Apple Music about to shut them down. Spotify coming out with video. So it's just. It's crazy. So, like, what's going to happen is these artists are going to have to fucking suck it up because streaming music is the way. It's the wave now. So that's just what it is now. You know what I'm saying? Fucking these powerhouses. Apple is going to change.
Apple's going to take over everybody.
Yeah, Apple's just going to turn the whole media industry on its head after this. You're gonna have to fucking bite the bullet and fucking tour and drag your pussy across the country like fucking Ciara do for all these dates and concerts. That's where you need to make your money. But these fucking,
but you make more money doing that, period.
But this goes into the now. So what's gonna happen now is that because people are touring more now, Ciara, for instance. You're going to have talent now, for real. You're going to really have to put on a show. You're really going to have to be personable. You're really going to have to be... That's why I put that on my Facebook last night. Because you're not going to make music selling music. Make money selling... You can't make a career selling music. That's just out of the game. So what you're going to have to do is perform, have talent, have a vocal ability, be able to dance, be personable, be interactive with your fans, not be a fucking asshole, not be a mystery like Beyonce has been. You can't... Those days are over with. You know what I'm saying? So it's about to change a lot. So real music, if whatever you want to call it, people are going to have to put on a show. Like that, literally.
And the stage performance is going to change.
Literally.
I'm sick and tired of going to these concerts and the setup is like you're dancing in front of a black box. Like what kind of creativity is that?
We're going to see a surge. I promise you we're going to see a surge. We're seeing it now. Ciara's never went on a fucking tour like this before ever. She's never been on tours like this. She did a couple of spot dates. Ciara has never been on a fucking...
She did the whole circus tour with Britney Spears.
She wasn't a headline. It wasn't her tour. She did like 12 days with Britney Spears. She wasn't on the whole tour with Britney Spears.
The European one. But beyond that, I mean, but I wonder what see. Goodies are the... What was the second CD she had? She didn't go on tour with that second? The Evolution tour?
This is her biggest yet. This is their biggest hit. Now, she's probably playing in smaller venues, but this is their biggest hit. Somebody
yeah, I think they're like
me.
House. No. So they said Ciara should just stop and open up a dance studio.
She really should.
She should not stop. The bitch is on the... What? Who'd she just get the ad for?
Oh, well, that's what she should focus on. She should be like Adrian Bailon.
Honestly, I love this new album. I really do. I listen to it every single day. I listen to about four or five of the songs off of the album. And everyone who hates on the album, I say, well, what are your favorite songs? And they say three different... Everyone has named three songs that they love off of it. And then when I ask another person, they name three different songs. So to me, that album is so eclectic that people are naming these three totally different songs.
What happened with her?
People don't care.
She doesn't have no personality. Her social life, if you will,
she's
has
too
been
polarized.
Average. So, it's not helping her at all. Now she's at this concert, these tours. doing these tired lap dances, hitting people in the fucking head.
Oh, that was
like,
fun.
Girl, like, do your little modeling or whatever and turn into a personality. Like Adrian Bailon or what Christina Milian is trying to do. Adrian Bailon saw when people lost interest in her music, she fucking...
But nobody was into Adrian Bailon, period.
3LW had some hits.
3LW, that's not Adrian Bailon.
And fucking Cheetah Girls.
But that's not Adrian Bailon. That's Hannah Montana.
She took advantage of her 15 minutes and turned it into something else. That's what Sierra should have done. And I feel like Sierra is watering down her brand with this mediocre music that nobody's paying attention to. She should have crossed over and became a personality or a model for real, because she's been signed to Wilhelmina for a while. But we should have been seeing her on billboards for years, and we should have been seeing her in magazine spreads for years. Not just now. Now it's becoming a thing, but she should have done this a long time ago. Now people kind of don't care about her in any facet at all, because it's just been like, what the fuck are you doing? So that pisses me off, too, because I like Sierra.
But they see, to me, it's like the whole Beyonce syndrome. Beyonce, everyone puts Beyonce on such a huge pedestal. It's like, that's why Carrie Hilson can't be around. It's like, all these people can't come around because people... Everyone compares Sierra. So the other day on Facebook, someone wrote a post about, Sierra's album was trash. Beyonce did something, yada, yada, yada. And I got so frustrated. I'm like, first of all, Beyonce's whole record collection doesn't even outbeat Britney Spears' first...
Album.
They
don't.
And so then the Beehive came and sent me a whole bunch of bees in my inbox and was like, oh, why are you bringing up that irrelevant bitch? Like, all this shit. And I'm sitting here like, why are you bringing up Beyonce on Sierra? You're talking about apples and oranges. Like, but they're two totally different things.
I feel like every decade has, like, I don't want to say in the black community, but there's always, like, the queen. Like, Janet Jackson. Then after Janet Jackson was kind of faded out, then we got fucking Beyonce. So when Beyonce fade out, before Janet Jackson, who do we have? What, Patti LaBelle or Diana Ross? So it's like there's always like an era.
Yeah, a queen.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what Beyonce is. But, and Janet too, I got some words for Janet too. This little mysterious bullshit you built your career off of, hiding and
it better people be not good, knowing. Though. I think it's gonna though.
No, it's a different time now. Like, you gotta tweet, you gotta fucking be on Instagram, people gotta see you. That mysterious stuff don't work. It's not gonna work.
Honestly though, I posted, you know, that Beyonce always on beat thing?
Yeah.
So I posted like three different ones. One of them was Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson dancing to
Scream?
No, it was the Scream video, but they were dancing to, it was to the Truffle Butter beat.
Right.
That video got more likes than any of the Beyonce ones. And I was like, that's so interesting. Like, I don't really expect people to really, the younger generation, to understand that song and video. And so it made me think. Then I saw, like, pictures of Janet going to dance rehearsal and stuff, and she looks really good. And I was like, I wonder if after, was it Discipline? The album. I wonder if after that she sat back and was like, wow, I just fucking
that
flopped.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah, I fucking flopped. I need to get my shit together. I need to think about what I need to come out with. Because she's a Jackson, so I have to have that belief that they have that idea knowing. Like, I can't picture Janet Jackson be like, well, bitch, I can't be out here looking like Britney. I can't be out here looking like Madonna. Like, you know, she has to do it to a certain level. But beyond that, all right, so we ain't going to even talk about Snoop Dogg. Fuck that. He basically is saying that he's found a new respect for women, and he's not going to call them bitch anymore, and he's going to try and change his life. Good job, Snoop. Let's talk about some of these music videos. So our dear friend, Sia Amoon, she's part of the Penn Souls. God bless her, and God bless her grandmother. Her grandmother actually passed away. And within this, the one thing that I love about Sia is, you know, and she talks to me about it all the time, is finding positive in the negative. And, you know, I just remember hitting her up when I found out her grandmother died, and I was like, how are you? And she was like, you know what, I'm good. It's, you know, I want to celebrate. You know, I don't want to sit here and dwell. I want to celebrate. And I love that. And so instantly she came out with this song, and the song is called Be Strong, and she has her grandmother's...
In the studio with her.
In the studio with her. Let's take a look at the video.
Yeah. Well, they can break you with the words that they say, so you gotta puff your chest out and don't be broken with those words.
It's gonna make me cry.
don't always have the answers. Not as much as I want.
I love this part with the hair.
I'm learning that I still got
and the dreads hit his face.
Oh, every day ain't always sunny, but I ain't scared of the dark. Cause even when the sun don't shine, I know, no, I know to make lemons in the lemonade. Something out of nothing, I just roll with the punches, I'm cool.
See ya, Moon. Be strong.
That's touching. Every time that's my favorite song on the EP. Every time I hear, that's my favorite song, but I try not to listen to it because I'm close to my grandparents. And seeing the video just give me chills. And
it is.
See, why'd you fucking do this?
For real, I know.
Yeah, so it's like it's emotional for me. I connect with the song, as you guys see. That's our friend, so yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
But again, you know, in a moment where the song is about being strong, yeah, it's about holding on. It's about everything about Sia is positivity, and that's why I love her. And she just dropped an a cappella album, which you guys can check out on her SoundCloud. SoundCloud Sia Amoon. Make sure you guys check that out. So be strong. God bless her, and God bless her.
Yes, livelongsia.com. Livelongsiaamoon.com.
Boom.
Right.
Next, ASAP Rocky.
Dope. Good
the
album.
Song is called LSD, Love, Sex, Drugs. Well, the song will take you out of it. How do you feel about ASAP Rocky? Because I feel like he was so big when he first came out, and then it's like he got put in a bar in whatever wherever he is, whatever he's doing, and whoever listens to ASAP listens to him, but he don't really get a lot of love when it comes to play. I kind of think
he needs that one single off his album that's going to give him the little commercial success or buzz he needs. I feel like he rides a line too, like he does it subconsciously, so but it's like very like hipster and like very like offbeat and trippy and whimsical, but very commercial at the same time. It's like I went to ASAP Rocky show, and that's probably one of the most eclectic shows I've ever been to. Like the crowd, it was people who did not look like they needed to be there, but who
he's a Coachella person.
Who listens to his music? Everybody listens to it. He's dope. He's one of my favorites, but he is he's different. He's dope though. He's different. Dope. I don't know.
Well, let's take a look at the video. The video is called LSD.
I know I dream about it all day. I think about it with a close up. I'm riding around with my system pumping LSD.
What's this sampling? It's a 90s song.
Ways to say I love you.
Alexis, can you think of it?
It's really familiar, but I can't think of what it is.
Baby, I'm just rapping to this.
Any of you guys watching online, if you guys can think of what this is sampling. So.
She ain't a stranger to the city life. I introduced her to this hippie life. We make love on the pretty lights. LSD.
Like a Counting Crows or... ASAP Rocky, LSD, dope trippy video. Love it. So the next video we're gonna play, I found this girl, I'm obsessed with this girl. What was it?
It samples Rod Stewart's Every Day.
Na, 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 na. Yep. Na, na, na. There we go. All right. So her name is Dominique Young Unique. If you guys are watching me on Periscope right now, I played it for y'all this morning. The song is called Throw It Down. She's a MIA Azalea Banks hybrid, and she can do it live, and that impressed me. Let's take a look. You don't like her?
It's old.
Not that old.
Like a year old.
My views don't like that one.
Yeah. There go my boy Fresh. Hey, banger, what they do, baby? Like the way I work it, then I bend it over, show them shots. All these hoes around here sitting on their ass shots. Then I pop it, then I shake it like an ass quick. More than all these face, I bet these bitches know me. I'm the baddest in the building. Now these bitches wanna be me. Then I take it to another level, bitch, I've been done did it. Now you think you better hit it, like the way he rock his fitted. When he's round, don't make me throw it down.
That is not a booty.
At all. None of the asses in it are. But I think she's from London. Boom. Dominique Young Unique, Throw It Down. What do you think about her as an artist?
It's cool. She, whatever. She dope.
You have to hear like a second single and see what she presents.
She don't have one. So...
No, she was actually in a really big song, and I didn't realize it was her.
What song?
I want to say it was with Major Lazer or with Afrojack. And I never realized that it was
like
her.
It would be like a Major Lazer.
It was one of the bigger songs last year. That looks like a seizure. She raps like she's having a seizure. All right, this next artist, she is Justine Skye. She writes for all of your favorite people. And basically... The song is called Bandit. I think it was for Rihanna, but she took the song. She released the music video May 8th. Let's take a look. Oh, that's I Am Compton.
She acted like the guy from last week when we had Rico Love. They didn't have none of that. Remember?
Hey, look, it's us. We're streaming live. I Am Compton was supposed to come in. That's Kyla Pratt's baby daddy today, but unfortunately he could not come in. And that was his video with Rich Homie Quan, Turn It Up, but we ain't gonna play it till he comes in. So here we go, Justine Skye Bandit. Her hair is everything.
You wanna go play right away? Well, I'm fine with that. We smoke and drink all day, baby. And I'm faded like I can't remember your name. Right away, but I'm trying to say I got that game change. Jack got that game change. Jack got that game change.
That's her real hair, too.
You said what?
That's her real hair, too.
Boom. Justine Skye. All right, man, what's going on with that? Justine Skye, she's really cute. We played the song for you guys before on the Six Mix. Make sure you guys check out the actual video on YouTube, Justine Skye Bandit. What did you think of her?
That was dope. I like that. I like how she look. And
she changed her whole look around. I like that she did that because it's in right now. That purple hair is really in.
It is. But it's ghetto when in Ratchet when a black girl got it, but when a white girl got it, it's... edgy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in and joining us. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can also hit us up on Instagram at TheBeatTV. Tweet me or find me everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
Sean Allen Live on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
and also,
Mama, Snapchat.
What's your website?
Gunsandbeards.net. I got 4 shirts left.
Boom. So hurry up. He only got 4. Till next week, same time, same place. And everyone wish Queen a happy birthday. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Close.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.